look, I'm loath to bag public hospitals, except when it comes to the change of name for Lady Salento, but in Queensland. But public hospitals, the staff there, doctors, nurses, are overworked, they're understaffed and they're under pressure. However, there was a report last night on Channel 7 put together by Peter Fegan, and it's heartbreaking. Now, I have some experience of this recently. A young lady I know suffered a badly fractured ankle and torn ligaments and required surgery. That young lady was taken to a public hospital in Sydney. She was x-rayed, told she had a sprained ankle, told to go home and ice it up. Subsequently, she went for an MRI after 2 days of excruciating pain. The MRI revealed that she had torn ligaments away from the ankle. She had a broken ankle and was in a surgical ward the next day to be operated on. Now, the specialist who operated on her told her that it should have been easily detected that she had a broken ankle with the x-rays. He said whoever looked at the x-ray must not have known what they were looking at. Now, that's just one thing. That young lady's recovering. But this one is far more serious. The parents of a one-year-old girl are furious that a New South Wales hospital failed to notice she had a broken neck after a car crash. Lorelei Bell Chambers, who's just 3 months away from turning two, was involved in this head-on collision last Monday week, taken to Wyong Hospital. We enter to Peter Fegan now, the Seven News reporter who reported on this last night. G'day, Pete.
Ray, good morning. How are you, mate?
Good, champ. Watching the report last night and reading the story this morning, I can see how angry the parents are, but, I mean, the mum's scanned, but the little baby's not. How does that happen?
Well, that's what they're trying to find out, and that's what we'll put to the minister today. I haven't been able to have a chat to him, but that's what they're trying to figure out. They were pleading, Ray, with the staff to give Lorelei an x-ray. And look, I'm not a parent, but I'm an uncle, and I can see the heartache or how hard it would be on them today with their child in this cast. But being that she's a mother, this is the question I put to her yesterday. Being that she's a mother, she knows this child better than anybody. Nobody knows a child like the mother. And she's saying to the doctor, something's not right. My daughter is not right. And they just said, look, you'll have to go down and get another, you have to go down and see another doctor. It'll take too much time. It's fine. She'll be in some discomfort for a couple of days. You guys are right to go home. But when she gets home, Ray, that's when she knows. She goes, there's something not right. And it certainly wasn't.
So she's discharged after 5 hours along with mum. She goes home to the central coast of New South Wales. There's plenty of discomfort and crying and pain. The parents then say, no, she's got to go back. The next day at 4 o'clock, an ambulance in the afternoon takes her back to Wyong. Then on the Wednesday morning, so she's back at Wyong on Tuesday, she's transferred to Gosford. Then she's intubated and taken to Westmead Children's Hospital. And all of a sudden, in an induced coma, so she doesn't move, we discover, the specialist at Westmead, that her C1, C2 vertebrae at the top of her spine are fractured. And now the poor little baby's in a half body brace and faces the possibility of permanent spine damage. It's not acceptable.
The next 4 to 6 weeks, Ray, she's in this half body cast, this gorgeous little girl. And I've given John some photos for you guys to put on the website. She's just gorgeous. And she holds her mum's hand and, you know, it just breaks your heart to look at. But for the next 4 to 6 weeks, how's this? This family now have to, they're living at the Ronald McDonald House. They're being quite well looked after in that respect. But the dad, Ben, he has to go back to work. You know, they need to earn a quid. He goes back to work. Now, mum has to stay out with little Lorelei. He'll travel back and forth from the Central Coast every night to spend with his daughter. He's an incredible dad, this bloke. And the next 4 to 6 weeks, they don't know if their 21-month-old baby will ever walk properly again in her life. Fancy what they're going through.
Well, look, as I said, you're on a hiding-to-nothing bagging public hospitals, overworked, understaffed and under pressure, but there are things that have to be done, and I hope, beyond hope, that the minister intervenes here and conducts a full inquiry as to why the little girl was not either scanned or x-rayed, why she was released and why this all happened, because it's unacceptable.
It certainly is. And I'll be certainly trying to get hold of Brad Hazzard today. I couldn't get him yesterday. I know Parliament's sitting, so he will be around. I've put it to him. I've put it to Central Coast Health. They actually have rung the parents and apologised to them. The problem is, Ray, overnight, and as you know how the news cycles go, people have seen my story. You can imagine how many have now emailed into the newsroom and sent us messages. There's more to come, and that's the scariest part. somebody needs to be held accountable. This family need answers, and it's got to come from the minister. And to Mr. Hazzard, if you are listening, we really need to talk to you. And it's been very difficult because I haven't been able to get hold of him.
All right, good luck with that, Peter. Thanks for talking to me.
Thanks, Ray. Cheers.
7 News reporter Peter Feagan does a good job on the 7 Network. He did that story last night, and the minister does need to give some answers in relation to this and inquire as to how it happened. Now, mistakes will happen in workplaces, even in hospitals. But when we're talking about the health of a little baby, we need to be to the point where we make sure things like this don't happen, that the correct procedures are in place. Now, we've just got this from the Central Coast Local Health District. The Central Coast Local Health District takes complaints about patient care extremely seriously, has contacted the family to discuss the treatment and quality of care given to the child. The Central Coast Health District is currently reviewing the care provided and continues to liaise with the Children's Hospital Westmead to follow up the patient's progress. Well, that's good, but the horse has bolted. It's gone from Wyong to Westmead down the M1. That's where the horse has gone, and it's a little too late. Too little too late. As I said, overwhelmed are public hospitals. I had a recent occasion to visit someone at Westmead Public, and I've never seen anything like it. And one of the things I noted, this is only a minor point, you park outside the hospital, and if you stay for 30 minutes or so, it costs you $3.80 or $5, I can't remember. And there was a stream of people, I was waiting to come out of the car park, remonstrating with the poor bugger on the intercom that they shouldn't have to pay because it's a public hospital. I mean, and therein lies the problem. I think one of the reasons they're overwhelmed, there are people going to hospital with a carbuncle or a sniffle or a sneeze, while little children like this are being sent home. I think we need to have a good long look at the public hospital system, not just in New South Wales but across Australia, about the abuse of it. We've heard stories before about the abuse of the ambulance service in parts of regional Australia. Someone gets the Centrelink payment, they want to trip into town, they ring an ambulance because they're on a Centrelink payment, they don't need to pay for it. They're dropped off at the hospital, they walk downstairs, get a slab of beer and make their way home. And I think we're too generous. And there are people who maybe aren't from our country originally, who are now happily in our country and are welcome to be in our country, obviously, who haven't seen the like of it. And when they see free public health, they say, you little beauty. You little beauty. It's like the old Ray Seagar joke about coming out of the army in England and having a full set of teeth and going to the National Health, having served in the army, and the dentist says, you are entitled to a free set of false teeth. And the bloke says, I've got my own teeth. He said, doesn't matter, mate. You're entitled to a full set of false teeth. Let me rip those out and put these in.